This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
We're off to the kitchen now, and what's not to love about a bacon chop tray bake with parsnips, pears and cider. This is, you've outdone yourself now this week, Paula McIntyre.
That's good. All your favourite things.
And a tray bake, yeah. Not as in, you know, not as in
no,
a
15.
Kind of, yeah, not a 15, no. Not a chocolate no. Caramel shortbread.
Everything just eventually ends up on a tray in the oven. Then okay. You, that's it. So I've got bacon chop here, if you can hear it, and the smell is incredible. So it's I got a sugar pit bacon chop. Lots of butchers doing this now. Look, that's so many butchers doing this now. Mm-hmm. It's just where they bury it in the sugar to cure it. It's absolutely stunning. So just I got the, you know, you can get them with the bone or not with the bone, but I've got the bone on it. Stick it on its side, you know, on in a pan.
To do the fat.
Over a low heat, just to get that fat rendered down. Don't put it in a big high heat because that way it'll just sort of burn the outside of it, especially because you remember there's just, especially if it's a sugar cured one.
Of course.
But get it down, get it on its side, the fat side down, a low, low heat, you know, leave it for probably take about 10 minutes and you'll have a bit
hold
of fat.
It. You'd have to hold it there, would you?
Well, you know what? If you stack them up, they'll kind of hold each other up.
Oh, yeah.
So if I've got four here, you're grand. You know, the loss. If you have a couple, you know.
So these are good, thick bacon chops.
Good, big, thick bacon chops with the bone in and everything. So while that's rendering down, I'm going to do a bit of a glaze. So just stick about, you know, one of those big bottles of cider.
Mm-hmm.
So 330 mils. One of those, some brown sugar, bit of cider vinegar, a couple of cloves and a teaspoonful of allspice. I love allspice. I think it's a really beautiful spice, isn't it, John?
It is. It's warm and it's not...
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's warm and kind of sultry and it just sort of livens up the
day. Sultry is the word, exactly.
Isn't it? Hi. So boil that down until you're left with about 100 mils. So get it on a good roll and boil and you'll sort of notice that it kind of thickening up a wee bit because of, with the sugar and everything. So at this stage, you take your chops and sort of sit, once the fat's rendered down, your fat's nice and golden, seal them on either side. And then just for a couple of minutes, and that'll really just, at that stage, you know, you're just sealing them off. So these mm-hmm. are nice, big, thick chops here now, so that's okay. Take them on, put them onto a nice big tray, and then you know all that beautiful fat that's left there. Get your parsnips onto that. So you see at the moment, I did tweet you a photograph of the parsnips I'm using this morning. I mean, they're like the size of my arm, which, you know, well, you know, they really are. They're absolutely massive. You know, and that's what I love. They're covered in dirt. They're in the sink. I took a photograph of them in the sink. But you know at the moment, John, parsnips, local parsnips, they've had the benefit of a frost. They're as sweet, aren't they? They're just the nicest
love
things.
Them. And you see, absolutely.
And they see roast, just start them up. Just give them a scrub, but you don't even have to peel them. Give them a good scrub. Cut them into like chips and fire them into this fat to get a bit of a seal going, just nice and golden. And then fire that all around your chops. And then you see with the pears, if you just quarter the pears and take the core out, you don't need to peel them or anything. You know, there's no, you know, we're not making a dessert here. You know, this is a nice big rustic kind of tray bake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fire that in. Now, my pears were hard, so get them out at the beginning. But you see if they're not.
They'll be hard this time of the year, though, wouldn't
they? Yeah, they will be. But sometimes you get those ripe and ready to eat kind of things, or if they've been, let's say you've got a couple of pears that are ready to go here, just leave them for 10 minutes before you put them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let the parsnips work first, and then it'll not go all mushy. And at the beginning of this whole thing, put half that cider mixture, drizzle that all over the top. And then just, that goes into the oven. After about 10 to 15 minutes, take it out, drizzle more of the rest of the cider. And that's really another 10 minutes, really 10 to 15 minutes till your chops are cooked through. So take that all aside. You'll have these beautiful juices in it. So all you do is let the pork chops or the bacon chops, I normally take them off the tray.
Let them rest.
Keep your vegetables warm, like put the oven down low. Drain all that juice off into a pan, and you've got the benefit of all the flavour, you know, from that cider, but it's also picked up a bit of flavour and the starch from the parsnips
and the sugar pears, from the bacon.
And the sugar, exactly, and the flavour from the bacon. Put it into a pan and kind of boil it down until it's like spoon coating consistency. And then just put a teaspoonful at the end, like a teaspoonful of Dijon mustard. If you want to be really, you know, a wee bit decadent, I know it's January, but fire in a tablespoonful of butter into the end of that, and that'll give that sauce a lovely sheen. Sure, we've got a nice storm coming, you need to,
that's,
you know,
exactly,
batten down the hatches.
Exactly.
Get the butter. I'm talking 15 grams here. It's not going to kill anybody. That's not going to kill anybody.
I'm looking at the picture of the parsnips that you've sent.
Aye.
Holy moly. I mean,
those are
ginormous, big, yeah, dirty, knobbly parsnips.
Now, you're not got those in a supermarket.
No.
You need to go to a good farm shop, and those were grown, you know, like probably 5 minutes from the farm shop, and, you know,
yeah,
all around the country, Fermanagh, Down, Antrim, everywhere has good farm shops beside where they're grown or close to where they're grown. And you see, when you get a big, dirty parsnip like that, I would even bother peeling it, just a nice scrub. And even just bacon chops, John, and a nice roasted parsnip.
Roasted parsnips.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Totally perfect winter vegetable. I could eat a plate of parsnips.
Me
roasted
too.
Parsnips on their own.
And then parsnip mash. You know, you do half potato, half parsnip, you know.
So what would you serve this with then? Bacon chop tray bake with parsnips, pears and cider.
Yes.
So you have the bacon chops and the roasted parsnips and that lovely sauce, a wee hint of Dijon mustard in there. What do you do? What do you do? Well, you're not going to do rice or pasta or anything.
No, God.
No.
A good spud.
I knew you'd say that.
A good spud. Yeah. Or if you want to sort of, like, parsnips are so good at the moment, like, time to celebrate them, isn't it? So if you want to, what I sometimes do, John, is take now this stage you would peel the parsnips, put them into a pan and just cover them with milk, a bit of salt, pepper, and a wee scrape and a nutmeg.
Ooh.
And just cook them until they're nice and soft. I normally would put a lid on and just basically cover them. They don't until just the top of the parsnip. Don't put extra milk in.
And is the, and milk, whenever the milk survives?
Well,
the milk doesn't.
The milk survives. Mm-hmm. You see, when those parsnips are nice and soft and the milk's taking all that flavour, get your stick blender and blend that to a nice smooth puree. And then you've got your mashed potatoes and mix the two together. Again, if you want to splash out, you could have a wee bit of butter in that. And you see that creamy mash with that milk and if you want to be really bad, you could put cream, but honestly, milk is great in it. And it when they're nice and soft and they'll puree up beautifully for you, got your mashed potato, mix that in, put it into a big bowl, make a well, wee knob of butter. Have that with your tray bake of your chops
black
and your
pepper.
Parsnip, black pepper.
Wee bit of parmesan, maybe. Wee bit of grated parmesan in there.
Why not?
That sounds gorgeous. I've made a stew for this evening because when I heard Barabest on yesterday and he was saying about how it's, well, the snow's all gone and the ice is gone, but now it's just wet, windy and stormy and rubbish.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, and I made a big stew for this evening's dinner. And but as
did
soon
you
as that,
make it yesterday,
yes, I did. Made it last night. Made it last night about 11 o'clock.
So it's going to it's going to be beautiful.
It's going
today,
to sit.
Isn't it?
I know the depth of flavor.
See that parsnip mash.
I think that might be tomorrow's dinner.
Uh huh. And roast parsnips, sea parsnip mash, and roast parsnips together. Lovely.
I think you're onto something here.
Okay.
So that's bacon chop tray bake with parsnips, pears and cider. The recipe is on the website if you want to check out Saturday with John Toole, and the page is there. It's all ready to rock and roll for you. Or if you want to give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, that's 03030 80 55 55, we'll send one out for your very own self.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.